But first we take you to the outback, to one of Queensland's oldest properties, Barambah, 3 hours northwest of Brisbane. It's been owned since the year 2000 by the Wilson family, but in the past it was home to some of the big pastoral families of Australia, including the Vesties. The Brisbane firm Riddell Architecture was commissioned by the Wilsons to restore the old rambling Barambah homestead and its sheds and stables. The restoration, overseen by David Gole, is now complete and it's won a number of architectural awards. You can see some images of it at abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. So here's Jan Ryan at Barambah with the owner, Steve Wilson.
Before we bought this property, we went and looked extensively at other properties around Queensland. And the traditional vernacular of what is a fine homestead is a stone homestead, which is more of a cold climate solution, which is more plays back to what you'll see in New South Wales and Victoria. And then, of course, that plays back to what you see in England. This here plays to what you should see in Queensland, which is basically a rambling, verandas, breezy, light, a Queensland vernacular designed for the climate. So what we've done is we've created a north-south axis, then an east-west axis, which is how the house was originally designed, and that gives both breeze and light. Great house design fits in the context of the garden, and all the garden is a more formalised version of what's outside the fence. And we've deliberately gone for a native approach. Yes, there are a number of non-native, but what we've tried to do is take nature, filter it in slowly, transition it in, cross the fence into something that's more controlled, and then the house sits in the middle of it, all that.
So we're going to the tack room now, which is quite near the house, and we've got dogs and horses and cattle being mustered in the distance. This is the magic you were looking for.
Yeah, this is exactly it. I mean, here you are. You can smell it as we come up here. You can smell the cattle droppings. You can smell fresh cut hay. Yeah. There's two horses there. You couldn't recreate this scene with a sort of photo shoot.
Nothing's accidental. Everything, of course, is beautifully restored. But this was a larger vision for you. So often sheds and fences and yards are not seen as an architectural project.
No, that's right. Because of the fact that we really wanted to have a proper working property, when we originally bought the property in 2000, the first several years were spent on fences, on pasture, and then on the sheds. And we only did the homestead as the last part. So in a way it's consistent. You start with a hole and you gradually move towards the centre. So this particular shed here, these are the stables, and we'll go into the tack room in a moment. But this was actually built in 1840.
This is a very beautiful old building that's been brought back to life. And I don't think I've been in a tack room for a long time. Many By Design listeners probably have never been in a tack room. Had you been in one before?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I've never been in one like this.
Saddles, bridles like you've never seen before.
You can see it here. I mean, look, there's 20 saddles here. There's endless bridles and whatnot. Not only that, smell it.
The thing that strikes me, Steve, is the incredible simplicity of this. This is not easy to get, so you would have had to think this through quite carefully, I imagine.
Yeah, look, we did very much. And what we didn't want to be sort of, you know, fussy or super trendy or anything like that. So it's simple, but it's not minimalist. I mean, This is a functional, working tack room where you can properly put saddles, and a lot of thought goes into what's the right height to have the saddle bars, what's the right height, you know, those sorts of things. The way that we've got the lighting, I think one of the features that a lot of thought went into is the natural light here. It's remarkable how light it is.
This is the sound of a bit. They're so beautifully kept in order. There's a working bench there for looking after the bits and pieces of the saddles and the oiling and the greasing that goes. And here, there's a boat.
Yeah, well, that's our canoe, right? Okay. So when we go down to the creek, which I'll show you soon, we won't have time to paddle the canoe, but we've had a lot of fun with that.
But what goes on in here normally? This is an extension of the tack room.
Yeah, that's right. Well, these are the stables here, so let me just show you the stables. And once again, built in the 1840s,
yes.
We've restored wherever we can.
I should just explain that the horse comes in from the outside yard and sits in its stable, which is all open up, and it's fed and looked after from here in the in the tack room or extension of the tack room.
The central room off the stables is higher up, which is a little bit unusual, but that's just because of the topography of the land. Mm. What that means is that when the horses are here, their heads pop through at a level so you can pat them on the head, which is a lot of fun, and it makes it easier to feed them. But look, this whole room here, it's generally just a storeroom. We can store hay in here and things like that, but we've chosen to really store extra equipment from around the property or the house here.
And I love this, Steve, the old wood, which has still got the original colour, I assume.
Yeah, the stable that was here was leaning and was at risk of falling over, the whole structure. So we said, all right, well, let's restore this whole thing. And I had imagined what would happen was that the builder would come out and put in props and things, and you'd just gradually see it stabilised, and then, you know, hey presto, at the end of it, you'd have this rigid stable that would last for another 150 years. In fact, like a Meccano set, they ended up taking the whole thing down in pieces, laying it down on the ground. So we came up one weekend, and where's our stables? They've gone. It's as though a tornado had knocked them over.
Yeah.
And then they sort of rebuilt from the ground up. So what that meant was that we were able to reuse all of the timber, and where we were deficient for timber, because some of it had completely worn out, then we brought in new timber of the same style.
Now, I want to ask you a little bit more about your yards. Did you, these are designed as well?
Oh, very much so. I mean, you know, it's, you've got to, there's a real skill in designing yards. So they're not architects, they're architects for cattle yards. So they're all about movements. But it's interesting. I mean, cattle, they're animals, and they like to move in particular directions. So there's real science in getting them to move around circles. So rather than just having straight lines, this is straight lines, but within it, there's, if you look more closely, you can see a series of circles. But the other thing is that, you know, doing things with heritage in mind doesn't have to be more expensive. For example, that hay shed over there, which was the very first job we did, now, that at the time cost us $18,000. And I wish it cost $18,000 today, because there's been massive escalation. But I just mention that because we completely rebuilt that whole thing, and you look there, and there's a very substantial shed, and that was the same price as it would have been to knock it over and build a brand new one. A brand new one would not last as long. It would have none of the charm. And this shed is architecturally probably the most interesting of all the pieces of the entire property.
I'm Jan Ryan. This is By Design on ABC Radio National, and I'm in Queensland with Steve Wilson, who's the owner of one of Queensland's most famous properties, Baramba, and it's been completely redeveloped. It has been restored, and we're on a trip around this magic place.
We might get in the ute and we'll drive down to the creek, Baramba Creek, and we'll have a look at the water.
All right, let's do that. Got the gate open. Steve's testing me, my country skills.
So the minute you arrive, you turn off the engine and you start hearing the sounds of nature.
How does this connect to the larger Baramba house and the design concept?
Well, look, I think I'm a believer that if ever you want to build something on a site, or if you want to change an existing building, that you wouldn't do it until you'd lived through at least a series of seasons. So you get to know, where do the breezes come from, where does the sun rise in the morning, what are my favourite places to go and sit. So in a house in the city, there's not a lot of space, so you just sit in various spots in the sun. When you're dealing with a big property like this, which happens to be a cattle property, you go and sit by the creek and you sit under some 150-year-old gum trees, and sometimes you light a fire and inspiration comes from that. So when we did the design of the house itself, or at least the design of the renovation of the house, the design of the garden, what is it that's special about this property? It's on Baramba Creek. Mm. So you come down to Baramba Creek, you swim in Baramba Creek, you do the stuff in Baramba Creek, you sit by Baramba Creek and have a fire and cook up a sausage sizzle. And often that sausage comes from the beast that we've killed ourselves. I mean, I like to, whenever possible, use the local materials. So, for example, the timber that we use black butt whenever we can. We always try and use the local timber because you sit here, you sit on a log that's been sawn down, that's knocked over, you're under a 150-year-old gum tree, you're beside a creek with the most fantastic drinking water in it. And in a way, all we've done is take those materials, move them up on top of the hill, use design and craftsmen of builders to build something, which is actually just a more structured version of that.
Yeah, shelter.
Yeah, you know, we're not trying to pretend it's a shack, far from it. But you feel very connected, don't you? You know the timbers are from here, you know that the... In a way, you can... I mean, I like to romanticise and think of the nails, that, look, there's no iron ore here, but in the end they come out of the ground.
Yeah. Steve Wilson, thank you so much for joining By Design today.
Thank you very much. It's been fantastic, Jan. I really enjoyed it. I'd love to philosophise some more with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Steve Wilson at Baramba with Jan Ryan.